Let's take it from the top. Hot off the wipe.
Hot off the wipe.
Hot off the wipe, baby. With my people's
Britney, bitch. Let me find out Jay-Z and Beyonce are some liars. A radio host is saying that Jay-Z is actually 50, not 44.
Right.
And Good Morning America host said that she went to high school with Beyonce, and she's really 35.
I believe that, you know.
I can believe that, but I don't know why they would lie.
I don't know, but I mean, I don't care if they are or not. I love them both.
Yeah, I don't care, but don't Beyonce is clearly a grown woman, and, you know, Jay's been rapping forever, so, you know, much success to him.
You think you would ever lie your age 7?
You know, probably not. I probably wouldn't.
Yeah, in about 7 years, she's going to take 7 off.
Yeah. And again, in Ratchet Reality News, Atlanta housewife Portia Williams was at the premiere of Captain America with actor Anthony Mackie. They might be a couple. That could be cute. Don't hate on a 7.
I'm not blaming her. He's sexy. I'm sorry. He played Pac in that movie and he got me all hot and bothered.
Somebody
okay. Does Mac Wiles get you hot and bothered too?
Ah! Oh,
wow. Anyway.
No.
Because, you know,
oh man,
I heard that y'all were having a little sex on the ceiling lap dance last night.
We did have a sex on the ceiling lap dance moment, and it was awesome.
It was awesome.
It was great.
Is that something that happens a lot, or?
You know, it happens a lot. Every night on stage. I do that every night. On stage.
On stage.
On stage every night.
You guys are friends.
Yeah. I love Tristan. That's my yeah.
Do you watch Basketball Wives? Do you watch Ratchet reality shows like that?
I love those. I just got to catch up. I ain't caught up in a minute.
Well, what if up? You're not caught up, Drea blacked out Sunday's eye on the last episode.
Crazy.
Crazy.
Why?
Well, and it looked like, I mean, me and I were solid. It looked like clearly, you know, if you're the one with the black guy, you lost the fight. Well, Sunday tweeted, you know, she tweeted at Drea. She's like, you know, I effed you up. Now, I wasn't going to say anything, but because you got cheerleaders, you can meet me. I'm going to be at Philippe's. So she's trying to say that.
I'm going to be at Philippe's. They couldn't find a harder place to be at. You're going to be at Philippe's.
She's saying it was the editing that made it look like she lost the
fight.
Yeah,
but anytime you want to go fight again, it's clear you lost.
Exactly.
Because you want to go again.
You got to redeem yourself.
Right.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Because if you saw that black eye, look, it looked like she won a couple of rounds.
I didn't see it. I got
to
catch it.
With Floyd. It was crazy.
Another reality news. Celebrity Apprentice looks like they're getting their group together. We saw it at a pie shop. It was a charity event. And it had Kenya Moore, Keisha Knight Pullum, T.O., and Vivica Fox. So we can kind of guess that they're going to be on the show.
I'm excited about that.
Mm-hmm. And also in TV, Wendy Raquel Robinson, she did an interview. And she said Melanie and Derwin, you know, Tia and Tia Mowry and Pooch Hall, might be back on the game for a special appearance.
That'd be interesting.
We were just watching the game last night on the bus. I'm so excited.
That's joint ambitious, too.
Yeah.
Back together, Remy Ma, you know, she's in jail for a shooting back in 07. Man. But she did meet up with Fat Joe, and they're friends again.
Wow.
They got over their phone out.
I thought Joe's in jail. Joe got out?
I didn't even know he
maybe
was
it was
in
a
jail.
Phone
maybe they met up.
She told they Good when they had a conversation.
They can't be. But I thought Fat Joe was locked up for his tax.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Unless he got out early. We don't know.
Maybe they got some type of, I don't know, some type of communication.
They wrote letters.
Hopefully she'll be out this summer. Also in news, Rick Ross is saying that the meaning behind Diddy's album, MMM, means Money Making Mitch. It's a homage to the film Paid in Full. And we know, like I said yesterday, Diddy is going back to the name Puff Daddy album today.
Hey,
I want the Puff Daddy.
Yeah, go back to the shiny suits. I like the shiny suits.
Tour dates are announced for Identity King, Tamar Braxton, who I know you write for. Woo! And the Yeezus tour is going overseas. I'm Brittany Nesha, hot up the wire. More coming next hour and more with 7th Street. If I missed anything, tweet me at @TooPrettyBrittany and @RussParshow.